Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Radio Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to the English program by the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You can listen to this broadcast on shortwave 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz, voanews.id and application RRI Digital. Today, I'm Steve Wellbein here with you to bring you a lot of information about Indonesia. Here's the news first, the headlines. Indonesia pushes for increase in southern bluefin tuna quota. IFS 2025 strengthens ASEAN fisheries cooperation. And here is the news in detail. The Indonesian government continues to push for a 15% increase in the southern bluefin tuna catch quota during the 32nd Convention for the Conservation of Southern Bluefin Tuna, or CCSBT, meeting in Bali. The effort highlights Indonesia's position as a key spawning ground for southern bluefin tuna in the region. Ofra has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Wahyu Sakti Trenggono proposed the increase in the 32nd meeting of the commissions in Nusa Dua, Badung Regency, Bali on Monday. He said this step is crucial to assert Indonesia's fishing rights as a primary spawning ground for southern bluefin tuna in the region. Indonesia will continue to pursue the quota increase through dialogue and cooperation among member countries.
So the bluefin tuna spawn in Indonesian waters. Through these ongoing dialogues, we can continue to advocate for an increase in our fishing quota.
Furthermore, he explained that Indonesia is currently a member of the commissions along with seven other countries, including Australia, Japan, and the European Union. During the 32nd meeting, member countries and cooperating parties discussed management policies, quota distributions, and evaluated each country's compliance with the commissions for the conservation of southern bluefin tuna regulations. Offering Office of Indonesia.
The 13th International Fisheries Symposium, or IFS 2025, officially opens on Tuesday, October the 7th in Semarang. The event gathers fisheries and marine experts, researchers, and policymakers from around the world, discussing the latest innovations and challenges in the sector. Anissa has the detail.
The 13th International Fisheries Symposium, or IFS 2025, aims to strengthen regional and global cooperation in achieving sustainable fisheries and marine resource management in ASEAN and beyond. Dean of the Faculty of Fisheries and Marine Science at Diponegoro University, Agus Rianto, pointed out that Indonesia's fisheries face complex challenges ranging from climate change to rising food prices and disease outbreaks.
As we all aware, the fishery sectors play a vital role in ensuring global food security, supporting livelihood, and sustaining marine ecosystem. However, this sector is also confronted with increasingly complex challenges ranging from the climate change, environmental degradation, the spread of diseases, and also rising costs of the feed, and many more.
He further noted that local shrimp farmers are currently struggling with price drops due to international trade disputes and contamination issues, while coral degradation and sea level rise in the Java Sea continue to threaten marine biodiversity. He expressed hope that international collaboration and scientific exchange at events like IFS would inspire development of collaborative solutions that can guide the future of sustainable fisheries. Building on that spirit of collaboration, Chairman of the ASEAN Fisheries Education Network, or ASEAN FEN, Muhammad Amin Alamsyah highlighted that gatherings such as IFS play a key role in strengthening partnerships across nations. He said that through shared experiences and innovation, the global fisheries community can collectively advance towards sustainability.
Conferences such as this one provide an opportunity to talk about common challenges, share best practices, and discuss groundbreaking scientific research and technology that will help our fisheries and marine industry grow, adapt, and innovate so they can meet the realities of tidal as well as the demands of tomorrow.
The 13th International Fisheries Symposium, or IFS 2025, themed ASEAN Fisheries and Marine Resources for Global Sustainability, runs from October 6 to 9 at Diponegoro University, Semarang. The event showcases recent research, innovation, and collaboration sessions to support sustainable fisheries in ASEAN, attended by more than 300 participants from 13 countries. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency continues to develop innovations in the field of geoinformatics to support national food security. Through the agency's Indonesia YouTube channel on October the 7th, Joko Widodo, the head of Geovisualization and Geoinformatics Infrastructure Research Group at the agency's Geoinformatics Research Center, presented a research development entitled GeoMIMO, responding to information needs for food security.
The main concept of GeoMIMO, which is currently being developed by our colleagues in the first year, is that we hope to have a prototype ready by the end of this year. And there are several themes that are our focus.
Furthermore, he explained that GeoMIMO is expected to be able to elaborate and utilize various spatial data sources from within and outside the country.
Our hope is that it can elaborate on existing data, both open source and commercial, and we have MOUs with them, for example with JAXA, NASA, ESA, and so on.
Misalnya dengan JAXA, dengan NASA, dengan ESA, ya, dan sebagainya.
The GeoMIMO innovation is expected to be a strategic step in providing accurate and integrated geospatial information to strengthen Indonesia's food security system in the future. The Indonesian National Nutrition Agency is speeding up the issuance of the sanitation and hygiene eligibility certificate for all nutrition fulfillment service units to support the free nutritious meal program. The efforts aims to ensure that every kitchen providing nutritious meal meets the required hygiene and sanitation standards. Ofra has the detail.
Head of the National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, said the accelerations of the certificate issuance was to support the government's free nutritious meal programs. During a coordination meeting on the program with the Nutrition Fulfillment Service Units representatives across Central Java at Jatidris Port Hall, Semarang City on Monday, he said it is a strategic step to ensure they meet the operational standards set by the National Nutrition Agency.
Certification will be carried out as quickly as possible for those already operating, and within 1 month it will be completed. For new service units, they can only begin operations once their certificates are issued. The process is different. Existing units will be accelerated under the same standard. Meanwhile, new ones that have passed verification by the National Nutrition Agency may only operate after obtaining the certificate.
Meanwhile, to accelerate the certifications in Central Java Governor Ahmad Lutfi encouraged local health offices to strengthen mentoring and training for all kitchens. He emphasized the importance of synergy between provincial and district governments in ensuring that all units meet hygiene and sanitation standards.
Jadi 84 yang sudah punya sertifikasi nanti akan kita masifkan. Sehingga apa?
The 84 units that already have certification will be scaled up. The provincial health office will supervise district health offices to ensure the process is implemented as effectively as possible.
LHG-nya, HLS-nya, secara tidak langsung dia bertanggung jawab untuk melakukan pengawasan.
Ahmad Lufi hopes that the explorations of certifications will not only ensure nutritious meals for students, but also bring a positive economic impact to local communities. Of Original Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that's the news by the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta yang takkan pernah sampai pada dirimu. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menanggung, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku.
Iceland is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupert Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Satu masa tak terlewat ini.
The stock exchange at Indonesia Stock Exchange or IDX moved in the green zone during the first session of trade today. The Indonesia Stock Exchange opened strengthening with a movement to the level 8,182.66 until 11 a.m. local time, and IDX was at the level 8,175. And a stock market analyst from Mirai Asset Securities, Ruli Arya Wisnubroto, said that the IDX potentially recorded a positive trend for today's trade. And listener, this information is obtained from the rri.co.id, the official news portal from Radio Republik Indonesia, in which you can get a lot of information from the Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across the country.
Kuala is a city on Bhutan Island, southeast Sulawesi. Its strategic location makes Bau-Bau to have important role in national sailing line and develops as the center of population activity. Bau-Bau also has marine activity with abundant sea products. The main livelihood as fishermen, Bau-Bau people certainly depend on sea. No wonder local people have very traditional rituals related to the sea, one of which is Haruana Andala ritual or marine traditional party. The ritual is thanksgiving of bone-bone fishermen people of Bau-Bau City on the god's blessing which they get from the sea. In addition, it is the shape of prayer to the god to increase fishermen's products when sailing. When Haruana Andala ritual is held, fishermen people Bone-Bone Batu Pauro district Bau-Bau City have gathered at the beach. The ritual is begun by praying and reading spell which is led by local traditional elder. After praying, some young men lift small crafts which are made from some bamboos with a size around 3 meters. On the boat, there are various kinds of foods. Among others are glutinous rice, some cigarettes, roasted fish, traditional cakes, and two chicken, namely rooster and hen. The rafts are lifted on two boats and directly carried on the middle of the sea, followed by local people by using fish ship. At the middle of the sea, society release those rafts. After releasing the rafts, Bone-Bone people visit old tomb at Wara village, Lakudong district, Central Bhutan Regency. The old tomb is Andi Mamuju's tomb, a fisherman who came from Bone Regency, southeast Sulawesi. He was known as the first person who taught how to catch fish to Bone-Bone people. After that, people go to their home. The ritual, which has held 100 years ago, keeps being preserved by Bone-Bone people, and also it is the cultural tourism destination.
Aku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena
dengannya.
Thank you for listening to The Voice of Indonesia by using RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest news video. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we'll bring you to enjoy a very enjoyable culture, tourism, or maybe other important things from Indonesia in the Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. When you travel to Ciamis, West Java, Indonesia, you have to visit the Jati Semu tourism attraction. This location combines the concepts of nature, education, and adventure tourism. It is located in Jalatrang Village, Cipaku District, Ciamis Regency. From the downtown of Ciamis City, the distance is about 15 kilometers or 30 minutes by driving. This tourism attraction is open every day. Jati Sewu Tourism opens from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The ticket price on Monday until Friday or weekday is 15,000 rupiah or $1 per person, while on Saturday and Sunday, the rate is 20,000 rupiah per person. Surrounded by thick trees, Jati Sewu Tourism Destination offers a number of interesting tourism activities. You can swim in the Jati Sewu Cibungbang swimming pool, whose water is supplied from the Cibungbang spring. No wonder that the water is very clear. You can also enjoy various other facilities such as underwater selfies, snorkeling, and pre-wedding. The underwater selfies at this location is the first one in Ciamis. For underwater photo facilities, the management has provided various properties such as motorbikes, bicycles, and others. You can also use this facility without additional fees. Listener, for you who bring children, this tourism attraction provides some traditional games including stilt, terompah, slingshot, angklung traditional musical instrument, and so on, which are packaged in a fun way. For you who want to be adventurous, you can also try out the archery and paintball rides. Jati Sewu Tourism also has accommodation and camping areas for tourists who want to enjoy the night atmosphere in this tourism area. Jati Sewu Tourism is also equipped with various public facilities such as toilets, parking areas, restaurants, and prayer rooms. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Slondok is a traditional snack of Yogyakarta and Magelang, Central Java. The snack is made of cassava. It is shaped like a ring and is crunchy. The original slondok has a savory taste, but as time passed, slondok adopted various tastes such as onion and spice. The making process of slondok is quite long, so the snack is not commonly produced. The recipe for making slondok is firstly, cassava is steamed with salt, coriander, and onion until cooked. Then the cassava is pounded into a mild dough called getuk. Then the dough is ground using a machine until formed like a long string. After that, the dough of slondok is formed into a circle and dried all day long. When it is dry, the slondok is fried. The drying process of cassava, which produces a rancid aroma, is another reason why slondok is rarely produced. The slondok was sold when people held special or traditional events. But now you can find slondok at the souvenir shops or food stalls in Yogyakarta and Magelang, Central Java. If you are curious to taste the snack, you can also buy it online at online shopping websites in Indonesia. The price is quite cheap, only 10,000 rupiah per pack.
And listener, if you want to know more how to speak Indonesian, here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Samarinda, di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a conversation about tidak sering, tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a shipping company staff in Samarinda, East Kalimantan. The staff answered Chris' question about how long it may take to ship his motorcycle from Samarinda to Bali. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Namun, namun, which means but. Hal itu, which means that. Tidak sering, tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Terjadi, terjadi, which means happen. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. Berapa lama? Berapa lama, which means how long. Motor, motor, which means motorcycle. Sampai, sampai, which means arrive. Kira-kira, kira-kira, which means approximately. 2 minggu, 2 minggu, which means 2 weeks. Cukup lama, which means quite long. Tepat waktu, which means on time. Terlambat, terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. In this conversation, you hear the expression namun. Hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. In the expression, there is a phrase tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. The phrase tidak sering, which means rarely or not often, or something that happens in a low frequency like occasionally or sometimes. In the complete expression, the phrase tidak sering, which means not often or rarely, was used to tell that late shipping because of bad weather doesn't frequently happen. Here are other examples. Let's listen to other uses of tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali, which means I rarely visit my family in Bali or I don't often visit my family in Bali. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil, which means Chris rarely drives his car. For information, in Indonesia, motorcycles are a popular private vehicle. The annual motorcycle sales in Indonesia is around 5 million units. Indonesians prefer motorcycles because they are more affordable than cars. Motorcycles are also more flexible for daily use. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen again to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Indah dengan ukur.
Thank you for joining us in the English program with the Voice of Indonesia. Please visit our website voi.id or maybe our YouTube channel VOI Official and TikTok VOI_official so that you can get more contents from the Voice of Indonesia. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.